For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Burnout and job satisfaction is something that can affect anyone at any time, but it can be particularly troubling when it affects a caregiver. I'm speaking today with Dr. Colin West, professor of medicine, biostatistics, and medical education at the Mayo Clinic, about what is physician burnout, how prevalent is it, and what we can do about it.
I think the simplest definition of what burnout is when the demands on an individual exceed the resources available to help them meet those demands. And so for burnout as a work-related phenomenon, a little bit more specifically, in physicians, that involves things like emotional exhaustion, feeling like you just don't have anything left emotionally to give to people, and depersonalization, which is this idea of treating people or patients like objects, becoming more callous toward their experiences. And both of those things, emotional exhaustion and depersonalization, really run counter to the professional ideals that every medical student begins medical school wanting to embody, and that every practicing physician gets up every day wanting to meet.
What is the scope of this problem, Colin?
Unfortunately, it's a big deal. As we've looked at recent national studies, we've partnered with the American Medical Association, we're seeing that physicians across the country are endorsing significant symptoms of burnout, affecting more than half of the practicing physicians in this country. That's easily more than 500,000 physicians at any given time, indicating that they're affected by these issues.
I know when you gave the webinar last week, you mentioned some potential prospective, if not cures, at least management for this condition.
Well, I think the approaches to this are probably best thought of in two categories. And the first is there are things we can do as individuals to cope with our environment and our stressors better. And so in medicine, people talk about mindfulness, stress management, resiliency. All of those things are important. We also need to lean on our colleagues and recognize that we are not the only ones who are dealing with these issues. If the national rates exceed 50%, there's an excellent chance that people in your direct working environment, whether it's yourself or someone you're partnered with, is struggling at any given time. So that support, that collegiality, that connectedness is really important. But all of that is only one part of the solution set, because anything that affects more than half of the professionals in an area has to have a very large systemic or organizational component. So we really need to be looking at organizational approaches to providing healthy workplaces as another major component of the solutions.
I'm speaking with Dr. Colin West, professor of medicine, biostatistics, and medical education at the Mayo Clinic, about physician burnout and what we can do about it. You know, Colin, you said something earlier that really resonated with me, and I'm a forensic pathologist, and one of your definitions of physician burnout actually speaks to what in forensics is known as a disaster. If we define a disaster as an incident which overwhelms the resources of our particular office so that we need to call for outside help, I guess there's at least a metaphor or an analogy here that, you know, here we come into our profession very idealistic, really patient-centered from the get-go. I mean, that really is one of the core definitions of medicine since the time of Hippocrates, and yet something happens that causes us to lose that. I guess professionally, conversationally, we might say that is a disaster.
Well, I think that's not far off the mark. I think it is fair to consider this a healthcare crisis, and that is something that is being recognized increasingly by major medical organizations. And I think it also should be considered in that light, not just because it affects such a high proportion of physicians. And this is not just physicians, by the way. I mean, our work is focused on doctors, but any other group of healthcare professionals is likely subject to the same sorts of stressors. So when we talk about nurses and social workers and, you know, people across the whole range, You start talking about our entire healthcare system, and we know that these issues have implications for patients because this is related to quality metrics, patient satisfaction, potentially major medical and medication errors, and access to physicians and other healthcare professionals, because physicians who are burned out have been documented to be less likely to continue to work full-time and more likely to retire early. So the implications are potentially massive, and whether you want to call it an impending disaster or a healthcare crisis, I think those descriptors, again, they're fair.
I'm speaking with Dr. Colin West, Professor of Medicine, Biostatistics, and Medical Education at the Mayo Clinic, about physician burnout and what we can do about it. And I don't know if we've covered this, but looking at the root causes of burnout as opposed to maybe a generation or two ago in the profession, what are you seeing?
Well, I think the first thing I'll say there is that we don't have good data going back 20, 30, 40 years about how these issues were. And we know that medical practice has certainly changed. In training, for example, you know, 40 years ago, before there were any duty hour requirements at all, physicians may have been simply too fatigued for any other sort of issue to be apparent, because they were working, you know, 110 hours a week on call every second or third night. so none of this was particularly well recognized. Burnout as a syndrome wasn't really coined as a term until the mid-1970s. So we don't have great historic data. When we look now, though, there are broad categories of drivers of these issues, and most physicians will tell you that the primary issue for physicians is anything that interferes with their ability to engage with patients in a direct fashion. And so the electronic health records, which, if implemented ideally, would improve efficiency and allow patients to do more with patients, simply haven't met those promises, and physicians see those as barriers. Things that interfere with physicians' ability to have lives outside of their work life don't allow them to be as complete people as they would like to be, and so they feel distracted, they feel conflicted, and when those things come into the examination room, it's very difficult for physicians to feel like they're at their best, and that promotes stress, because physicians often will recognize, even if they can't put their finger on exactly what's wrong, they can recognize that they're not quite at their best. And most physicians get up every day wanting to give their best to help other people.
Thank you so very much for talking with me today. Is there anything I've neglected to ask you that you would want to get out there?
I think, you know, one of the main things I would say is that despite the evidence we have on how prevalent these problems are, I'm actually enthusiastic and hopeful, because in the last couple of years, we've had a much greater awareness, not just among individual physicians or researchers or pockets of advocacy groups, but at the highest levels of medical organizations. So the American Medical Association, the AAMC, the ACGME, I mean, the whole alphabet soup in medicine has really started to pay attention to these issues, whether it's burnouts or physician suicides or learner well-being and bullying. A lot of these issues in the medical environments are getting much greater attention now than they were even 5 years ago. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, awareness gives us a groundwork to start building solutions, and that's what we're starting to see. So I'm looking for the next few years for us to really start making headway in reversing these problems and starting to get back to having a great work environment for physicians so that we can give patients what they deserve.
My thanks to Dr. Colin West, Professor of Medicine at the Mayo Clinic, for talking with me today about physician burnout. As always, you can learn more at our website, wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.